Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Magpie Wing, written by Max Easton and read by Gemma Carfi. There are some players on the rugby league field who require protection. If balance is to be maintained, then someone else on the field needs to be their protector. That relationship has all kinds of complexities. Both the protector and the protected become informed by each other's presence. And over time, it becomes unclear exactly who's there for whom. This is true in a game like rugby league, but it has worldly parallels too. There are just some people out there whose existence is validated by the role they've been assigned. Duncan Galea was given his role as an on-field protector as an 8-year-old, though at the time, he didn't fully understand what it meant. His coach and father, George, told him that he was going to play the new season as a second rower, which meant he had two jobs: to run straight with the ball in hand and to make sure the kid outside of him didn't have to make any tackles. George explained that Duncan would be defending next to the team's halfback, who was the most important player on the team. He told Duncan that he needed to be there at all times to prevent any opposition player from running him down. The kid that George selected as halfback was named Walt Coleman. He was a thin, pale, and gifted young player from Lernia, just a few satellite suburbs across the edge of Liverpool from the Galea's place in Kustula. George's instructions to Walt were also simple: to follow his instincts in attack and to make sure he stood next to Duncan in defence. Everything else, he told them, would take care of itself. Duncan latched onto the role he was given and excelled as the protector of Walt. In turn, Walt developed steadily as a protected species. Their on-field pairing became an innate part of their relationship. They were intimately connected from the moment they appeared together in the under-9s of the Liverpool Catholic Club Raiders. The circumstances that led to their pairing, which had such a drastic influence on their lives, came with a sense of forced mythology attached to it. Their parents retold and embellished all the story elements of the day they met whenever the topic was raised, treating it as though it were fated. While there were, of course, discrepancies in their stories, everyone agreed that it was the movements of Walt's dad, Sam, that set the course towards on-field unity. The families may never have met if it wasn't for a series of events on a Thursday night ahead of round 3 of the 1996 Australian Rugby League season.